Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I have a really strange question to ask you that I'm not sure you're going to be comfortable with.
Okay.
I know, it's a weird place to start. Well, I mean, I know your parents have passed and, yeah. You know, it's not... Did they fight?
They would, but they would excuse themselves and go fight somewhere where we would never really...
Really?
I've only once saw them get kind of in a little escalating argument, but I've never heard them scream at each other. I never saw them, like, pointing and screaming. How about you guys in your household?
Oh, yeah, my parents fought.
Like, in front of the kids, though? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a little of both.
Okay.
I mean, there's... four boys in my house,
yeah.
Five, including my dad. So, I mean, there was a lot of masculine energy in the house.
Gotcha.
So I think things would boil over sometimes. And like, I never found it unnatural. I do personally in my current family. Wow. That makes it sound like I'm ready for an upgrade.
The family
like,
I'm with now.
Yes, but we try not to fight, but we will, it can bubble up in front of the kids a little bit, and but I try not to.
Okay. So that was like, let's just hold on to this. Let's excuse ourselves and go far away from the children.
I wish it was that way. It's just, we both throw a grenade at each other and then we're like, wait, we should probably stop.
Then it's done.
Yeah. Well, then it's like, what? And then we'll just go silent treatment or whatever.
Oh, maturity. Okay.
But Steve.
Yes.
In a way, You and I have been married for a really long time.
This is true.
I think you understand what it's like being in a relationship with me. Do I strike you as someone who fights fair or is mature in any way, shape, or form?
Or silent?
So there's a study out actually about what we're talking about. Because I think a lot of parents... So our generation... Well, maybe, again, you weren't as much as I was. Like, my parents... completely had knockdown dragouts in front of us. But then they would also do the thing where they'd like, you could tell there was tension and then they'd put us all to bed and then you'd hear them going at it.
Okay. And
I think in their mind, they thought, we can't hear them. We're fast asleep. Even if we were, like, it would wake us up because you're raising your voices.
Dang.
Well, there's a new study out that's saying it's actually good to argue in front of your kids.
Like blowout arguments or just...
Well, this is Washington State University, so it's not very smart people, but they say it's good to argue in front of your kids because your kids can tell you're hiding something. So you're teaching... If you do the thing where you go into another room... or you put them to bed and then do it quietly somewhere else, they can feel you suppressing your emotions and they learn by your example. So then they learn to suppress emotions.
Internalized.
Yes.
Wow, that actually makes sense.
So they're saying kids who see healthy conflict. Oh, there we go.
Like the screaming matches, but just healthy.
Yeah. It just ruled me out of the hole. Once I got to those words, I just stopped reading. I'm like, healthy conflict look like?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the stupid stuff that you fight about when you're actually married, you've been in a relationship long enough to fight over dumb stuff, right? Where it's...
Eventually.
They say, you know, when I was growing up, I remember always thinking divorces were caused by toothpaste. Because that was something that everybody always talked about, was like, you forgot to put the cap back on the toothpaste. And it was like, that seemed to be...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was the joke of what divorce was. So I thought I remember having friends who were divorced and I was like,
it was the toothpaste cap.
But like, those are truly the kind of arguments you have when you... Like one of the biggest arguments in my house right now is when you shave your head and have a beard and everything, I leave tiny little hairs everywhere in my house.
Yeah.
And she hates it.
But
that's a bone of contention between us.
And then your kids.
Yes. But how do you have, like, but I can't, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? How do I do a number three on my beard without the hair? Where's the hair supposed to go? Am I supposed to stand there with a shop vac next to me? And so you see, I'm escalating already. How do I make this a healthy conflict? Tell me how to do this. Oh, stand in the shower. I need a mirror. Put a mirror in the shower. I can't. So what's the... Give me a solution. What do I do? Look at you.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But so I don't know how to have a healthy conflict about it because I'm like, I've already tried that. I don't, there's not a way for me to do it.
And you're kind of, yeah.
I know I'm getting there. And the more calm you are, the more pissed I am. Stop it.
By the way, is this one of your hairs?
It is. They're everywhere.
She's just going to have to learn to love and live with it. And just, it's part
doesn't
of,
work like that, no, man. Okay. She's from South America, bro.
And they're clean freaks. Yep. I get it.
That's, they certainly are. And she's down on her hands and knees picking up my hair. And I'm like,
wow,
that's my fault.
Dang.
So now I get down, but it's too late. I've already created the hair crisis.
You're right.
Of,
but at least you do it in front of your children, which I guess is healthy.
When you look at my kids, you feel like I'm raising healthy ones there, Steve-O?
Well.
Exactly.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.